day. When she lost her job after 20 years in the Czech section of the BBC, Hannah Wilson was far from dependent. She simply allowed her hobby to take over her life. Hannah, who left Czechoslovakia back in 1980, has spent much of the last decade on the waterways of Britain. Now she's published a book introducing Czechs to the wonders of life on a narrowboat. Hannah Wilson is David Vaughan's guest in this week's edition of Czech Books.
Not many Czechs would think of hiring a canal boat for their summer holiday. In fact, there is only one navigable man-made waterway in the Czech Republic, the Batia Canal in Moravia, which is gradually being restored. So Hannah Wilson, armed with her helmsman's certificate, is quite exotic. To launch her book, she recently returned to her native Prague, and I caught up with her to chat about a good deal more than just her most recent career as a helmswoman.
I was born and bred in Prague, and I lived in Prague for 29 years. Now, half of my life I live in Britain or England.
And how did it happen that you ended up emigrating to Britain?
I know it sounds a bit silly, but as a very young teenager, of course, I started to listen to Beatles, which was my favorite group, and I was very disappointed that I didn't understand the lyrics.
And the Beatles were incredibly popular here, weren't they, through the 60s and the 70s?
Yes, especially 60s. So I started to learn English after school, and when I went to college or grammar school, I continued to learn, then I went to language school. But of course, the way the English is taught or was taught in Czechoslovakia was completely, well, useless, I could say.
You first went to Britain in the 1970s when it was no easy task, was it? And then you ended up emigrating, which again really meant not being able to come back home again, didn't it, for most people who left? So how did that come about?
At that time, it was 1978, the ordinary people, they were allowed to go abroad, to capitalist abroad, every 3 years, of course, after it was agreed by employer. Then you have to ask bank for permission to buy foreign money. And so I managed to do that in 1978. So I came on tourist visa for, I think it was 3 weeks. And I just love it.
And how did it come about then that you ended up going back to Britain again, and this time for good?
I had a friend, and she was married to some Dutch guy. She introduced me to another friend, and he was English. And we just got on quite well. And I tried again to get England, but as I said, it was every 3 years, so I have to admit, it wasn't completely legal. I had to change the job. I had to lie in my CV that I'd never been abroad, and I have to bribe someone. I'm very ashamed, but it's true. And I managed to get to England again in 1980, and then we got married immediately.
You got married to the friend of the friend.
Yes. It was so complicated to get married in Czechoslovakia, and I did want to make sure that I will stay in England.
And then what happened? It must have been quite tough being in a foreign country. As you said before, your English was not really very usable.
School
English. It must have been quite difficult in the tough world of finding a job in a big city like London.
I just wanted to work. I didn't want to be dependent on someone. So I started, you know, with cleaning in the hotel. Then it was some clothes factory, again, few weeks. And then I started to go to BBC World Service as a typist, or secretary, as they called it.
And you ended up working, in fact, for 20 years in the Czechoslovak, then the Czech section of the BBC, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
And, I mean, that must have been a very interesting time because it was at the height of the Cold War, wasn't it?
Yes. There
must have been a sense of the Cold War always present in your work, wasn't there? The fact that you were broadcasting to Czechoslovakia, obviously the communist authorities weren't too pleased at what was coming out of London.
I noticed later that there were some sort of groups. There were emigrants or people who left Czechoslovakia before or during or shortly after war. Then it was sort of newcomers, you know, 1968, 1969 or early. And there was another us newcomers who left late 70s. And there were always like a bit of untrust.
Was there a bit of suspicion that maybe people might be attached in some way to the secret police in Czechoslovakia, that sort of
because
thing?
Because luckily I was contacted by STB later, I think 1986, first time.
That they invited you to collaborate with the secret police?
Well,
here.
They didn't invite me to collaborate. They said, there are something wrong with your passport, we need to clear it out. So very reluctantly, I went there, and they start to ask me questions.
This was at the Czechoslovak embassy?
No, here, when I came to visit my parents. Yeah, and they start to ask very silly questions, because one of the ladies, I wouldn't call her lady, she said, oh, BBC, because I did put, I work the BBC, because they knew, I'm sure they knew. And she said, BBC, what kind of company is that? And I was very tempted to say, oh, British Bathroom Company, because that's the company of the name. It really exists.
Right.
But I said, oh, shouldn't sort of provoke them. So I said, well, radio. Oh.
And so in the end, though, you managed to get back to Britain. They didn't try and stop you going back to Britain
or
forced you to collaborate.
Not that time.
Do you feel, having been exposed to the kind of pressures that the STB put people under, do you feel sympathy for people who decided to collaborate?
Not really. I think it's always a way how to avoid it. If it's really hard pressure, I can understand that some people, you know, if they are worried about family, I wouldn't ever accept if some person did it for money. That's no. But if it's real pressure, psychological or maybe even physical, I can sort of close my eyes, but no.
And the events of November 1989, when the regime collapsed, it must have been so exciting for you.
Oh, I've got goose pimples now. You just start to talk about it. Oh, it was great. I mean, everyone worked like mad, you know. Don't look at the clock. We were working and it was so great. And I know when it was announced, the collapse of the Politburo, I just fell on my knees and started to cry.
With the fall of communism, you must have been tempted to come back to Czechoslovakia, but you did decide to stay in Britain. Was that for family reasons?
Not really, because by the time my marriage broke up, but I had a lot of friends and a lot of hobbies. I started to do wine appreciation courses. I continued horse riding.
You worked with the BBC in the Czech section.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the Czechoslovak section, then the Czech section after the split of Czechoslovakia, until 2002, didn't you, when the entire department was moved back to Prague?
Majority of it. There were still some people there, but it was not really need for production assistant.
And what you did, this absolutely fascinates me, that you had an interest in canals and canal boats. And this became more than just a hobby, didn't it?
Many years ago, during my visit in Prague, my brother-in-law offered if I would like to join them and go canoeing on wild rivers. Oh, that was Vltava at that time. And I said, oh, well, why not? But I'd never been on canoeing. So it was quite nice experience. And I continued to go with them canoeing nearly every year for many years.
But that's very different, isn't it, from canal boats?
Yes. But what I wanted to say thank you. So I arranged a canal boat hire, and we went for fortnight on Grand Union Canal. And when we came back, returned the boat to the boatyard, and I was just sitting on the railings, and I said, I'm going to sell my flat, I'm going to buy a boat, I'm going to live on the boat. Well, it never happened, but the passion or fascination about canals stayed with me for years to come.
And you ended up skippering a boat, didn't you, effectively?
Oh, well, I wouldn't call myself skipper. I was part of the crew. Skipper was the owner. Before then, of course, I had to go on a helmsman course, so I got my helmsman certificate. A few years later, two hotel boats were built. They were specially built as a hotel, with cabins, big kitchen. And
the idea of a hotel on a longboat is very interesting, because they're only, 2.5 meters wide, aren't they?
2 meters, 10 centimeters.
And so it's a very long, narrow hotel.
Yeah, and there were 70 foot. That means 22 and something meters.
And you ended up doing just about everything on the boats.
Yes, it was four crew, and we did all cooking. Everything was made fresh on the boat.
And you've actually written a book about the canal boats and the canals in England and Wales and Scotland, which has just been published here in the Czech Republic, in Czech, hasn't it?
Yes.
How did that come about?
It's a long story. As a child, when I started to go to school, I was left-handed, and of course my mother, being very old-fashioned, she made me to be right-handed, which result in unlegible handwriting. So when I was on the boat, I knew I can't write letters to my sister. So I bought little recorder, cassette recorder, and record cassette for her, and send it. When it was finished, I send it to her instead of letter. And then I sort of thought, because people would ask, what did you do, where did you go? I said, if I play those cassettes back and type them, people can read it. And that was the beginning.
And so the book is in part a diary of your journeys, yes, through Britain.
Yes. I put little bits of history and bit of like a tourist guide, what's interesting, because interesting towns and cities we went through. And so it's sort of mixture of everything.
And I was at the launch of the book yesterday, and in fact, someone came with a bucket of water from the Vltava,
right,
and christened the book. But I was very interested that there was a pretty good crowd. There were a lot of people who'd come to see the book being launched. There was interest. The library where it was all happening was full. So obviously there's interest in the subject, in the book. Where does it go from here?
I was asked if I can translate it into English. But what I'm afraid, there are so many books about canals in Britain that I don't think so I will have a market for that in England. But one of my friends, the editor of Czech Dialogue magazine, she said, maybe Holland, because there are great water lovers and boat lovers there as well. And here there are quite a lot of English-speaking tourists in Prague, so maybe. I haven't decided yet. I don't know.
Hannah Wilson, thank you very much indeed for finding some time out during your brief stay back in your home city of Prague to talk to Radio Prague. Thank you.
Thank you.